Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and with us in the studios today, we have Rick Ellingworth, the superintendent out at Lac La Parle Valley High School in the Lac La Parle Valley School District. And Rick, welcome back on the airwaves once again. Good to see you.
Good to see you again, Maynard, also. What a week or a month we've had here, huh?
It's been interesting, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Weather-wise, it's kind of jumping all over the place, and a lot of activities going on, all kinds of things, so it's hard to keep up with it all. So, you're kind of in the middle of it all out there.
It's been a great winter. Our dance teams, you know, were highly successful for, I don't know how many years in a row now, but they get third in state in both the high kick and dance, and that's quite a tribute to Carly Wager and the coaching staff and all the kids.
Yeah, it's kind of just continues on and on every year. It's great to see.
Yes, it is. And then the wrestling team, of course, United is going to the state wrestling tournament now, and this is their second year in a row doing that, so that's very exciting.
They'll be down there covering that, just as Paul did with dance down there. You know, not too many stations cover dance lines, so people always are interested in how do you do that, you know.
Yeah.
But Paul does a great job with interviews and, you know, the girls really appreciate the coverage,
does.
And they're very cooperative as far as helping out and getting on the air. So it's always a lot of fun.
You know, I don't know anybody that doesn't know Paul in all these events and all the things that he covers. And I know people really appreciate when he especially does some of the one-on-ones afterwards with kids or coaches and whatever. And you get to see some insight that you otherwise don't.
Yep, and then we got Dick Newman, who's worked for us for many years, and Danny Lee doing wrestling, and they know their holds and all that.
And Dick Newman, he stops out at the office every once in a while, and he had me going one day. He said he came in the building and came back and said, hey, he had a real serious look on his face, and he said, I don't know if you heard, but have you heard about the kidnapping in the school? And I go, oh, my gosh, you know, what school are you talking about? Well, right here, Lac La Parle. He said, there's a kid napping. And he said, you know, a kid napping?
I know, it's a Dick Newman joke.
I know, my blood pressure went through the roof and came down.
He has a reputation for that kind of humor.
So. Yeah, he's a great guy, and he has a lot of fun, and it's fun to visit with him.
Well, bring us up to date. What's going on out at the school there? You've been busy. I see there's quite a lengthy agenda for the board meeting there.
You know, we did have a lot of stuff on the board agenda last night, and first of all, we started with recognizing our school board members, and I know you're on the city council, and once a year it seems like we show recognition or somehow honor board members or city council members, but really we should be thankful for the work they do all year long. And so last night we gave them a little certificate. They had a picture taken, but Corey Thorsland has been on the board for 9 years, Scott Kahn for 13, Danny Persicki for 3. Eric Bjerke for 7, Shannon Banke for 5, and Matt Carmody, who is our rookie, so to speak, but he's been on for 2 years. I can't say enough. I've only been in the district, you know, this is my third year, but these folks show up every month. They come to all the meetings. They get paid just a pittance, but they really care about kids and about the communities that they represent, and I've been very proud to be in a situation where I've gotten to know them, and I think we've grown together over my time here. And so we took a little time last night to honor them.
I know I have respect for school board members. I was one at one time, years and years ago, before I got on the city council. And I'll have to say that it was a harder job than the city council, to tell you the truth, because we never seemed to – we always had some kind of financial difficulties and some problems that we had to solve with something going on somewhere.
Sure.
You know, much more. I'm not saying we don't have that in the city, but it was the school district always seemed to be struggling a little bit more. So it's kind of a thankless job to try to keep that all together.
But you would know this because you were on the boards, but schools are a creature of the state of Minnesota.
Right.
So that's where we get primarily our funding. It comes through taxes. But
and the mandates. They tell you how to operate and all this kind of
thing. Which is where the problem lies.
That's right. Just give it to the local people and let them decide. You know?
Yeah, and funded mandates are one thing. Unfunded is what we usually get.
Which is most of them,
So creates a challenge.
So hats off to the board members. That's
very
for sure.
Much so. I'm very proud of them, and I appreciate them. And we took the time to say thank you on behalf of all our communities last night. And then the other highlight that I really enjoy, I know the school board does too, is last night we had five representatives from the student council who were in attendance. Kelly Kahn, Jalen Lee, Jada Kessler, Brandy Meyer, and Kendall Shellstead, and they gave a little report about all the activities that the kids are planning through the student council. And I very much enjoy that, and they did a great job last night. Wold Architects was there. We've got this HVAC project they're doing over the course of the next 2 years, and they presented a change order that was fairly sizable, about $200,000, but we have a very sizable contingency that's part of that kind of a program, so the board approved that last night. And then Paul Apolowski, who's the lead architect on this project, was present to share a little bit about the facility improvement work that'll be done over the course of the next 2 years now. They're going to start with the tennis courts, and hopefully they'll be done so they'll be playable by next fall. They're going to be in a different location. We don't know exactly where yet, but a different location from the current courts, so they'll be available to practice until the new courts are ready, and then the other projects will follow that. Also last night, the school board hired Contegrity Construction Management to oversee the nine projects. You remember when they did the building project, the $39 million project, some stuff didn't go like we hoped it did. Of course, COVID came along, and whoever plans for something
right.
like that.
Hard to work around that. So.
Yeah, but they did hire a construction management firm that's got a great reputation. They're also helping the county with the government center, and Wold is their architect. So both those entities will be helping the school district. There'll be some efficiencies, economic efficiencies we gain because they're already in the area on the other projects. But the board approved that last night as well. Let's see, what else did we have? We on our consent agenda, we had resignations from Cami Weisenflew, who's a special education teacher in Appleton, from Thomas Danielson, who is a junior high track coach. Kip Stender, elementary principal and teacher here for, I think, 27 years, tendered his resignation. Of course, he's got the butcher shop, I think it's called, in Dawson.
Country Butcher, yep.
And so we're appreciative of all that Kip did over those years. Dan Klatt tendered his resignation. He's a minister and a business education teacher, but he's going, he and his family, I guess, are going to be relocating, and he's going into the ministry to a greater extent than he is now. And then Roxy Ramo, who's got a friend down here, I know, that works for you.
Yeah, we always call Roxy the first lady of Q92 Sports.
Yeah, well, she's first lady in a lot of respects, and she's been in the district, I think, for at least over 25 years, does a great job in the Head Start preschool program. And, you know, I'm an old guy, Maynard, so you would get a kick out of this. But I go in, if I'm surrounded by 15 kindergartners all at once, I'm pretty nervous. I can handle one
you
at a time.
You and me both. Yeah, I know Roxy has been along when they've had field trips for, you know, kids that come
sure.
over here, you know, and how they can – looks like herding cats to me, you know, but you know, they do a good job.
They're just in their element, and we're very appreciative right. of all the service Roxy's provide and wish her well in retirement. The rest of the stuff on the board agenda, the board has this part in the meeting where they accept donations and gifts. And I cannot tell you how impressed I am with the number of gifts that come in to assist the school district in a lot of its programming. And Paul and I always read through these because I'm very appreciative.
Sure.
But the Holloway Rod and Gun Club gave to our Strengthening the Family program a sizable gift of $1,500. Zion Lutheran Church and Christine Isder also gave to those to that program. The VFW in Madison here gave or put on a fish fry that generated about $1,400 for a defibrillator. For our Little Eagles daycare program. The Bellingham Legion Club gave $500 to the youth basketball program. Jennifer Polatsky gave to the Little Eagles daycare. Kent Electric, Quality Stamping and Manufacturing, Ashman Propane, Superior, Glacial Plains Cooperative, and Chamberlain Oil Company all gave to our robotics program. I think there's about $4,000 that those gifts all totaled. And then the Madison Baseball Association gave $1,170 to buy junior high baseball uniforms for the school's junior high baseball team. So I could not be more sincere. The board talked about this last night also. We are a better school district for all the generosity that these folks just take care of in helping the district on behalf of all our kids. I say thank you. And it seems like every month we're reciting a list like this. But
that's great.
We wouldn't be the district we are without the support.
If you want all the little extras, it's kind of nice to have that that kind of an income coming in. We appreciate all the groups that do that. So.
Yep. We approved our lease agreements last night with Prairie 5 Community Action Agency for the Prairie 5 lease that they have for preschool programs. And we did the same in Appleton with Prairie Playhouse. So we're a little bit sad about this, but we passed on a 4% increase in costs that we have to them, but still works out, and we're glad to have all those little kids and their staff in our schools. The board approved Christine Pierce, our transportation coordinator, could go ahead and buy another 77-passenger bus. Kristen does a great job of keeping the bus fleet that we have, you know, current. I have to give her kudos also. I think I mentioned this last month, but there was a $60,000 grant that Kristen wrote to the Department of Traffic, State Department of Transportation and Traffic Safety, and was awarded a $60,000 grant for a new camera system on our buses. And so we're very appreciative of that and also the work she does. And then the 24-25 school calendar was approved for next year. So I guess we're going to have school next year again.
I hope so.
And
you probably won't, you're going to miss being part of that now.
I'm going to have to tune into the radio.
You're finally going to retire, right?
I am retiring this spring, and they got a great guy hired. Scott Lemke is coming in, and I'll have to be listening to the radio to find out what's going on in the
school
out there.
That's right. Yeah, we'll make sure we get him on the radio. We've had him on once already, so Paul did an interview with him and chatted for a while. So.
Well, he's a young guy. He's got all kinds of talents. You'll have to get him to come out and play a few songs for you on the radio too, because he's a talented musician.
I hear he's a good guitar player and singer.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I'm very happy for the district. Well,
we can
and
find
for
plenty
Scott.
Of plenty of jobs for him in that area with the community, the arts programs, and
I'm sure he appreciates me volunteering him for
everything.
We'll
sign him up. Believe me.
No, and then the last thing, Maynard, is that the school board is in the process of reviewing and revising all the district job descriptions. Every so often we need to do that to remain compliant with the laws and of the land. So the board meeting was a couple hours in length, but we got a lot of business covered. And I am really feeling good about all avenues that we're traveling in right now. Our enrollment was down a little bit, but next year we've got a jump. We're graduating a real small class of 32 kids, and they'll be replaced with about 62 or 63 kindergartners. So that helps the finances a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And interest rates are up on any school investments that are going on, and all of the projects that we've got going on facilities are going very well. We've completed our negotiations with all of our, with I would say 95% of the staff. So we feel really great about where we're at right now, and we've been blessed with an unbelievable winter.
Yep, that's for sure.
We've had one day where I think we had a late start, and that compares to last year where I think we missed
about
like 15 days.
Every other day.
Yeah.
Ice and snow and whatever. So
but we sure.
I went up and helped with the Valentine party with the kindergarten class up here this year, by the way, you know, talking about being surrounded by kids. And it's going to be a pretty good, intelligent little group there coming up out of the kindergarten ranks, I think. So they're quite a lot of fun. I got a grandson who's in there, so I got talked into coming over to the party there. So,
sure.
Yeah, that was a lot of enthusiasm there, I'll tell you.
Well, they invite me over to read once in a while, and I always enjoy that. And when I get done reading a book, they always have one question, and that is, how old am I?
Yeah. Well, I went up to read one time at the elementary school here. They found out I was the guy on the radio, and I had to sign autographs before I could read the book. So I felt really important.
Well, you are important because nobody was asking me to sign autographs.
Hope they don't think it's worth anything. Well, Rick, appreciate you coming in and giving us an update here. Anything else we need to touch on today?
We're just very thankful for all the success our programs have had this winter. It's been exciting. Tournament time is always exciting, and we appreciate what you do to help us with our school district, especially what Paul does in broadcasting all the games. I mean, that's important for a lot of kids, and it's been that way for years and years and years. So thank you.
All right. Well, Rick, appreciate you taking time to talk to us today, and enjoy your phasing into retirement,
shall we say.
We'll see. I'll believe it when I see it, right?
All right. Yeah. Take care. Thank you, Maynard.
Rick Ellingworth, Lac Parle Valley Superintendent, with us on our school update this morning.